Introduction. The science of strategy is a theoretical system about strategy and a discipline that studies the overall guiding laws for the use and construction of military forces. Its main task is to reveal the essence, characteristics, and basic principles of strategy to study the guiding laws of military conflict and army building as a whole, and to provide systematic and scientific theoretical guidance for the formulation and implementation of strategy. Strategy has developed with the development of military practice, especially strategic practice, and is closely related to the development of disciplines in various fields such as politics, economy, diplomacy, science and technology, culture, and geography. Different countries and armies have different strategic theoretical systems under different historical conditions. 1. The emergence and development of strategy. The science of strategy originated from the practice of military conflicts in human society, especially the guidance of war, and developed with the deepening of human understanding of the rules governing the use and construction of military forces. In the long historical process, both the East and the West have produced a large number of military theories containing rich strategic thoughts, and they have mutually influenced each other on the basis of relatively independent development, and gradually formed a relatively complete and distinctive strategic theory system. 1. The emergence and development of strategy in China. In ancient China, there were frequent wars. War directors continued to summarize the practical experience of war and rose to a rational understanding, resulting in a large number of military writings, some of which involved strategic content and some directly discussed strategic issues. The more famous ones are The Art of War of Sun Tzu, The Art of War of Wu Zi, The Art of War of Sun Bin, The Art of Sima, Wei Liaozi, Six Taoism, The Three Strategies of Huang Shigong, Tang Li Wendui, and Wu Jing Zong Yao, and many more. Among them, The Art of War by Sun Tzu is an outstanding representative and the world's earliest and most influential strategic theory work. Its strategic ideas, such as the security army, scheming against diplomats, bearing soldiers without fighting, knowing the enemy and confidant, and never dying in 100 battles, have maintained their immortal vitality to this day. Therefore, The Art of War by Sun Tzu is called the originator of military science, and Sun Tzu is called the master of strategy. The leading position of ancient China in strategic research is recognized by the world. In modern times, the development of China's strategic theories has been relatively slow, and there are few theoretical works. At the beginning of the 20th century, Clausewitz's On War, Jomini's Introduction to the Art of War, and other Western strategic masterpieces gradually spread to China, which had a greater impact on China's modern strategic theories. In the process of establishing the theory of proletarian revolution, the classic Marxist writers made scientific expositions on a series of fundamental issues such as war and revolution, strategic guidance, and army building. They created the Marxist strategic theory and promoted the epoch-making development of the world strategic theory. It also laid a solid foundation for the creation and development of the strategic theory of China's Revolutionary War. The Chinese communists, represented by Mao Zedong, in leading the Chinese people to carry out the magnificent Revolutionary War practice, guided by Marxist military theory, closely integrated the reality of the Chinese Revolutionary War, absorbed the essence of useful strategic theories from ancient and modern China and foreign countries, and formed unique characteristics, the strategic theory of the Chinese Revolutionary War. His representative works include Mao Zedong's Strategic Issues in the Chinese Revolutionary War, Strategic Issues in the Guerrilla War Against Japan, On Protracted Warfare, War and Strategic Issues, and other military treatises. These works solved the major strategic issues in the Chinese Revolutionary War and the War of Resistance Against Aggression, systematically expounded the strategic guiding principles of the Chinese Revolutionary War and the War of Resistance against Japan formed a complete strategic theory system and advanced China's strategic research to a new stage. This strategic theoretical system has been further enriched and developed in the practice of military conflict after the founding of the People's Republic of China. After the founding of the People's Republic of China, with the continuous development of national defense construction and military conflict practice, our military has paid close attention to the development of world strategic theories, starting from the actual military conflicts of defending national security, defending territorial sovereignty, and safeguarding the unity of the motherland. It has actively studied and explored new ideas. Under historical conditions, the characteristics and laws of national defense construction and military conflicts, strategic theories continue to innovate and develop, and the strategic theoretical system is improving day by day. After the third plenary session of the 11th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, guided by the ideological line of emancipating the mind and seeking truth from facts, China's strategic theory research has seen unprecedented prosperity, especially after the strategic transformation of the guiding ideology for national defense and army building in the mid-1980s. Many strategic monographs have been published, mainly including The Strategy Course of the Military Academy, The Strategy of the Academy of Military Sciences, and the National Defense University, Introduction to Military Strategy, etc. After the end of the Cold War, the international strategic situation has undergone profound changes. New military changes in the world have flourished, and the form of warfare has accelerated. Our military adjusted its military strategy promptly, established a military strategic policy for the new period, and strengthened its response to local wars and military forces under high-tech conditions. Several new strategic theoretical results have been achieved in the study of modernization issues. Marked by Strategy, published by the National Defense University in 1999, and Strategy, published by the Academy of Military Sciences in 2001, China's strategic research has developed to a new historical stage. At the beginning of the 21st century, in light of new strategic situations, new forms of war, and new historical missions, the Central Military Commission enriched and improved the military strategic guidelines for the new period. Our military has won the local war under the new era conditions as the core, focusing on the new situation and new characteristics, and systematically studying the overall issue of the use and construction of military forces. After the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, with the in-depth development of reform and opening up and economic globalization, national interests continue to expand overseas, and new spaces and security issues in the ocean, space, network, electromagnetic, and other fields have become increasingly prominent. The country is still both facing severe traditional security threats and increasing non-traditional security threats, especially the threats from the maritime direction, have increased significantly, which has become the focus of military strategic guidance. The Army formulated a military strategic policy under the new situation at the right time and provided strong guidance for the construction and use of military forces under the new geopolitical environment. Our military theorists have made new analyses and summaries on a series of major military strategic issues. The Academy of Military Sciences and the National Defense University compiled new editions of Strategy. The 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China put forward Xi Jinping's thought of strengthening the army. Subsequently, the Central Military Commission established the military strategy for the new era and regarded Xi Jinping's military strategy as the fundamental guiding ideology of military strategy to achieve the party's goal of strengthening the army. Building a world-class army and winning informatized wars demands scientific guidelines and fundamental follow-ups. 2. The emergence and development of strategy in the West. Historically, the development of ancient Western strategic theories lagged behind China. There are no major Western military theory writings like Sun Tzu's Art of War. The main strategic ideas are scattered in some military historical works. For example, in the 5th century BC, the Greek historian Herodotus's History of the Greco-Persian War, Thucydides' History of the Peloponnesian War, and the Athens historian Xenophon's The History of Greece and Anabasis, ancient Roman commander and military strategist Caesar's Gaul Wars, Civil Wars, and so on. During the Middle Ages, the development of Western military science slowed. As Engels points out, the entire Middle Ages was a fruitless era in terms of tactical development, as in other scientific aspects. Strategy is no exception. After the 16th century, with the rise of capitalism, Western strategic research greatly developed. In the first half of the 19th century, Clausewitz of Prussia and Jomini of Switzerland summed up the experience of the Napoleonic Wars and other wars in Europe at that time, and respectively published the classic strategic works War Theory and Introduction to the Art of War, which became an important milestone in the development of modern strategic theory. From the beginning of the 19th century to the Second World War, with the widespread use of warships, tanks, aircraft, missiles, and other weapons and equipment, the form of war has undergone major changes. Western strategic thinking was very active, and typical characteristics of mechanized warfare began to appear one after another. Its strategic works mainly include Mahan's The Impact of Sea Power on History, 1660 to 1783, Duhay of Italy's Air Domination, and Mechanized Warfare by Fuller, Germany, and Ludendorff's Total Warfare, etc., had a significant impact on the development of modern Western strategic theories. In the two world wars, the scale of war was huge, the battlefield space was vast, the combat styles varied, and the strategic influence was far-reaching. The summary and reflection on the practice of the two wars further promoted the development of Western strategic theory. After the Second World War, with the rapid development of nuclear technology, aerospace technology, precision guidance technology, and information technology, and its wide application in the military field, historic breakthroughs were made in the effectiveness of weaponry and military combat methods and styles. Significant changes have taken place, which has greatly promoted the innovation and development of strategic theories. Some new strategic theories, such as limited war theory, nuclear war and nuclear deterrence theory, high frontier theory, air-to-ground integrated warfare theory, arms control theory, low-intensity conflict theory, high-tech war theory, etc., continue to emerge. During this period, the most representative strategic theories in the West were Little Hart's Strategy, Beaufort's Introduction to Strategy, and Grand Strategy by Collins in the United States. While the military strengthened strategic research, local scholars and non-governmental organizations began to enter the field of strategic research and strategic consulting, such as the RAND Corporation in the United States, the London Institute for International Strategic Studies in the United Kingdom, and the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute in Sweden, all of which have become important strategies. Think tanks and consulting agencies continue to put forward innovative strategic thoughts and theoretical viewpoints to enrich and improve the strategic theoretical system. Since the 1990s, with the further development of information technology and its extensive use in the military field, the world's military reforms have advanced in depth and the form of warfare has accelerated, and information-based warfare has gradually become the standard form of warfare. Western countries, led by the United States, have emerged in succession with a large number of new strategic theories and operational concepts reflecting the characteristics of the information age, mainly including five-ring target strikes, rapid decisive operations, preemptive strikes, network-centric warfare, air-sea integrated warfare, the third offset strategy, global rapid strike, globally integrated operations, multi-domain operations, distributed killing, operational clouds, mosaic warfare, strategic air and space campaigns, hybrid warfare, etc., marking Western strategic theory as gradually realizing the transformation from mechanized war strategy theory to informationized war strategy theory and is developing to intelligent war strategy theory. 2. The main content of strategic research. As the science of studying the overall guiding principles of military force utilization and construction, the main content of strategic research includes the basic principles of strategy, the strategic guidance theory of military force application, and the strategic guidance theory of military force development. The basic principle of strategy is the basic theory that reveals the essential characteristics and operating rules of strategy, which have relative stability and general guiding significance. It mainly guides the meaning, composition, and characteristics of strategy, the influencing factors of strategy, the main strategic thinking, the basic content, requirements, and methods of strategic judgment, decision-making, planning, implementation, and evaluation. The strategic guidance theory for the use of military power is an applied theory that studies the tactics and methods of the use of military power and reveals the overall guiding law of military conflicts. It has distinct characteristics of the times. In the current geopolitical environment in the future, information-based local war is the main form of war that our country will face. At the same time, military operations other than war are increasing, and they have also become an important way of using military forces. Therefore, military forces use strategic guidance theory to mainly study the guiding laws of war and the guiding laws of military operations other than war. The main research of war guidance theory, the characteristics of informatized local wars and the design and planning of wars, the influence of military intelligence on the guidance of modern military warfare, the style and organization of strategic operations, the thinking, principles, and art of combat guidance, and the control of war principles and guidance, as well as strategic guidance for military conflicts in new areas. The main research on the strategic guidance theory of military operations other than war, the main styles, basic characteristics, and strategic guidance of military operations other than war, and the main characteristics and strategic guidance of the use of military forces overseas. The strategic guiding theory of military power building is an applied theory that studies the macro design, guidelines, and principles of military force building and reveals the overall guiding law of military force building and development. It is necessary to study the general laws of military force construction and development, as well as the special laws of different historical eras. In the new era, the main research is the guiding principles of military force construction and development under the umbrella of mechanization, informatization, and intelligent integration. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Rocket Force, Military Space Force, Cyberspace Force, Joint Logistics Support Force, Armed Police Force, and Reserve Strength Building and Development Trends, Capacity Requirements and Main Measures, etc. 3. The basic trend of the development of strategy is an open theoretical system, which develops with the development of social change and military practice. Under the conditions of the new geopolitical environment, extensive and profound changes are taking place in politics, the economy, the military, science and technology, culture, etc. The development of a China strategy will present the following main trends. 1. The space and fields of strategic research continue to expand. To provide scientific guidance for military practice, strategic research must pay close attention to the development and trends of military practice. Wherever the space and field of military development conflict, the integration of strategic research need to be expanded. In the new geopolitical environment, the space and field of military conflict continue to expand, so the space and field of strategic research attention are expanding. One area requiring research is overseas expansion. With the deepening of reform and opening up and the enhancement of comprehensive national strength, China's national interests have expanded to vast areas overseas, and security issues in overseas personnel and property, overseas trade, strategic resource acquisition, and strategic channels have become increasingly prominent. Strategic research must pay attention to expanding national interests, answering and solving the problems of how to safeguard the country's overseas interests, and implementing correct strategic guidance for overseas military operations. The second area is to expand into new spaces and fields. While national interests are extending overseas, they are also rapidly expanding into three-dimensional and multidimensional space. Not only is the maritime struggle very fierce, but the security issues of space and network are also becoming increasingly complex, and they have become the new commanding heights of military conflicts. Space strategy, cyberspace strategy, and other new strategies have emerged one after another, opening up new development directions for strategic theoretical research. The third area is expansion into non-traditional security fields. The threats to national security are becoming more and more complex and diversified. Strategic research should not only pay attention to traditional political and military security issues, but also pay attention to and research information security, financial security, energy security, cultural security, biosecurity, international terrorist activities, and transnational issues. For non-traditional security issues such as crime, dealing with these threats has become an important subject of strategic research. The continuous expansion of the strategic research space field will greatly promote the development of strategic science. 2. Issues that need attention in strategic research are increasing. The development of military practice has continuously promoted the innovation of strategic theory. While the research space and field of strategy are constantly expanding, the content of the research is also constantly enriched. It mainly includes the following aspects. First, the strategic issues in space, network, deep sea, polar regions, biology, intelligence, and other space fields. It is necessary to continuously strengthen strategic 7 research in these new areas and formulate corresponding strategies to provide correct theoretical guidance for military conflict and force building, and to expand and enrich China's military strategic system. The second is the strategic planning and guidance of information warfare. China lacks the practice of informatized warfare, and the strategic planning and guidance of informatized warfare are still in the exploratory stage. What are the characteristics and laws of informatized local wars that China may face? How to contain crises and control the war situation, and what strategic guiding ideology and operational principles should be established, all need to be studied in depth. The third is the strategic issues related to intelligent warfare. With the further development of the military revolution, information-based warfare has become increasingly mature and has begun to display distinctive features. It is necessary to study the characteristics and laws of intelligent warfare, winning mechanisms, development trends, and other major issues. The fourth is the strategic issue of military operations other than war. Military operations other than war are an important way of using military forces in peacetime and have an increasingly prominent role. However, our country's previous strategic theories paid more attention to war issues. Military operations other than war, especially overseas operations, are the weak link in strategic research and must be strengthened. Fifth, other new major strategic issues. Issues such as theater strategy, strategic planning, and strategic evaluation are all major issues that need to be paid attention to in strategic research in the new era. 3. The methods and means of strategic research continue to innovate. In past strategic research, methods such as the combination of theory and practice, the combination of history and reality, systematic analysis, and comparative analysis were usually used to closely link the factors and various factors of strategic practice. The conditions and the whole process of comprehensively and systematically analyzing and studying internal relations require the emergence and development of strategic theory and reveal its defining principles. In the new geopolitical era, these methods must be adhered to. At the same time, with the development of high and new technology, especially computer technology, network technology, simulation technology, big data, cloud computing, etc., and its wide application by the military, the methods of strategic research have undergone profound changes. New research includes new tools and methods such as virtual reality, online confrontation, and war games. They analyze and compare the various elements of the strategy and the main conditions of influence through a digital system composed of information technologies using computers, networks, and databases, and conduct simulation operations, calculations, and inspections for the formation and implementation of strategies. These new methods and means not only adapt to a large amount of information and scientific and timeliness requirements of modern strategic research, but also make up for the shortcomings of traditional methods of more qualitative analysis, less quantitative analysis, more subjective judgments, and fewer testing methods. The mode of strategic research has undergone a historic transformation from rational speculation to systematic argumentation. With the continuous enrichment of strategic practice and the application of new concepts and new technologies by the military, the methods and means of strategic research will continue to be innovated and developed. 4. Strategic studies are more closely related to other disciplines. Strategy is the highest field of military academic research, and it is in a leading position in the entire military academic research. It is closely related to military disciplines such as combat science and tactics. Under the new historical environment, the political nature of war has further increased, and tactical actions often have a strategic impact. The boundaries between strategy, campaign, and tactics have become blurred. The areas where strategy and campaign science, and even tactics, meet have expanded, and the relationship has become closer. The increase in the styles of military conflict and the expansion of the battle space has made strategic studies closely related to other disciplines of military science. The strategy has a universal guiding role for these disciplines, and at the same time, it constantly absorbs and utilizes the research results of these disciplines. As the influence of politics, economy, science and technology, diplomacy, law, and other factors on military activities has further increased, the relationship between strategy and social sciences, natural sciences, and technical sciences has become increasingly close.